Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you have joined me today, and with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message I've entitled Growing into Maturity. We've covered a lot of ground, and if by any chance you missed those broadcasts, please feel free to go to unveiledchrist.org, and you can listen to the broadcast if you click on that link anytime at your convenience. But we've been talking about God's plan. What is His plan? He wants to bring people into His family. He wants to see people saved. And once they are in His family, just like a good father, He wants to see us grow up. He wants us healthy and happy and fulfilled in His divine destiny and plan for our lives. So that's what God is doing now. And how is maturity attained? Well, unlike biological or natural maturity, you know, when a child grows or you've got a little puppy or a kitten, you don't have to do anything. You have to take care of them, of course, to do the things that are necessary and important for their health. But growth is a natural process in this natural world. You don't have to do anything. It occurs naturally. But spiritually, that is a whole nother matter. And our measure of maturity is how we care for what God has entrusted to us. I won't take time to refer to it, but the parable that Jesus gave in the 19th chapter of Luke is a parable on responsibility and increase. We are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we will receive our rewards. We won't be judged for our sins. The precious blood of Jesus has covered us if we're saved by His grace. All sins, past, present, and future, we're not being judged for sin, but we will be judged for rewards. And if we build on wood, hay, and stubble, those things are going to be burned up. Only the things that are done for Christ will last. And so there are areas or metrons of accountability we're going to be accountable for, and that is our physical bodies. These are just a few of them that I covered. The inner man of the heart, our spiritual walk, our relationships with the Lord and with one another, our talents and abilities, developing our potential, and then our material possessions, all that we possess, all that God has given us, including our finances. God puts a lot of emphasis on these areas. There are guidelines in His Word, and we must bring back the things God has given us with an increase to show, Lord, this is what we have done. Not to be like that unfaithful steward who took the pound, unlike his co-workers, and hid it in the ground. And his master called him a wicked servant because he should have at least put that in the bank where he could have, the owner, the master, could have gained interest. So, and then what he had was taken from him. So, beloved, God has a principle. There's three principles of growing into maturity as stewards. It's from small to large, from natural to spiritual, managing someone else's things before we manage our own. And I am going to repeat that scripture I gave. It's Luke 16:10-12. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in that which is much. He that is unjust in that which is least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in this unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? So basically, how do we come into maturity, beloved? One word, stewardship. So now we want to begin to focus, as I did on the last broadcast, about our relationship with God, that we come into mature fellowship in the Lord by partnering with the Holy Spirit's plans. And we can develop that relationship with the Lord and come into mature relationship and fellowship with Him by being fully engaged in the Father's business. God wants those who will work with him. Didn't Jesus say, pray that the Lord of the harvest would raise up laborers to go out into the harvest field? Beloved, unity, oneness with God, oneness with one another comes from sharing goals, sharing responsibility, as well as time together. You don't become friends with someone unless you can spend some time together. You can talk and communicate and get to know one another. That's true in the natural, isn't it? Well, it's true also with our Lord. So it's true in our relationship with God as well as with each other. Beloved, the heart of true life and biblical covenant is found in common work and building things together. Now, remember, let's go back to the very beginning when God was creating the world as outlined in Genesis. He spoke and it was so. He spoke light and it came into existence. And remember, he spoke the day and the night into existence. He made great lights in the heavens. He called them day and then he called them night. He not only created all of the world and the fullness thereof, but he was very able to name them. However, we find something very delightful as we see after Adam is created, God calls Adam to him and he says, now I want to give you a job. I want you to name all the animals. And that's exactly what Adam did. And of course, as always, God never just has one thing in mind. He has a multiplicity of purposes in whatever he does. So, not only was Adam given the stewardship of and the responsibility of naming the animals, when he did that, he discovered another lesson. He found that there was no one in all those animals he saw that was a fitting helpmate for him. And so, what did God do? God created Eve. Praise God. So, let's talk a little bit about the importance of God's original plan, and that is sharing and working together. I tell you what, this ought to make some of you really happy. It ought to make all of you happy if you're walking with the Lord. Praise God. That just fills me with a joy that the God of the universe would want us to work with him. Now, beloved, we have been given, mankind has been given dominion over this physical earth. That has never changed. That was the original mandate that God gave to Adam and Eve to tend the garden, to take care of it, and over all the animals, over all the things on this earth. That was God's job. I'm thinking now of a joke I heard. You know, the very natural physical world that we live in responds to man's care of it. And there was this joke, I'm not generally the best at telling jokes, but there was something about this guy, a traveler, was out in the country and he saw this farm with a ranch connected, and he had a chance to talk to the owner, was outside, and he said, boy, he said, you have done a beautiful job. It is just, you've done a great job here. And then, of course, the owner commented, well, yes, but you should have seen it when God had it by himself. So, beloved, we do what, there's something so joyful about building something, isn't there? Creating something, tending something, seeing plants grow, plants and fields of the crops of the field grow. There's something very beautiful in that. Why? That was our original work. I know years ago I took up gardening. My naturopath said, you better find something to do. You need some hobbies. And I said, what kind of hobbies? Anyway, because I tend to work all the time. And so I thought, well, I'll take up gardening. Now, I was a terrible gardener. Green plants would survive for a little, and then they generally just die because I just virtually neglected them. I overwatered them. I did something wrong. I wasn't purposely doing it, but they just didn't do well. So then I asked the Lord's help, and I tell you what, I was growing gardenias and orchids. I would talk to them every day. I said, now, are you praising the Lord? And then I would mist them and spray them and fertilize them, and I tell you what, at least for a short period of time there in Tracy, I was almost like I had a green thumb. So it does make a difference. What we do, we are to partner with whatever God has given us to do. And the Word of God says in Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 19 through 21, that the earth will be set free from the sins and bondages that has been placed upon it, and that won't happen until we are loosed into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Romans 8, 19 through 21 says, "For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now." The very earth itself, the animals, the beasts of the field, I know that might sound strange and incomprehensible, but all that exists, you know, Jesus said even the rocks would cry out. All that exists, even they know they were created by God. The animals know that they receive their sustenance, their very life. You know, he withdraws his spirit and they die. He sends forth his spirit and the earth is renewed. Beloved, they know that, and they are in travail because of what man has done. And beloved, the times in which we're living, I tell you, I don't spend time on this broadcast talking about the evils of the day or about, you know, the newest prophecy or where we're headed. I'm very much aware. I want you to know of current events. I listen intently every night to the news of all that's out there. But my focus, because there's no shortage of bad news out there, I want to focus on the gospel. There are those ministries God has ordained to reveal, you know, the newest thing that is happening in the nation, whatever, but I'm going to be faithful to what God has called me to do, to share the good news, because, beloved, we need good news. Yes, we need both, but for our purposes, the scripture says that whatever good things there are, whatever lovely, whatever of a good report, we're to think on these things. And so we are to work together with God in those things he places in our stewardship and responsibility. Well, again, my time has just flown. I just can't seem to. I'm making slow progress, but I trust you're being blessed. I know it was a blessing to pull this together for you, the listening audience. In a moment, the announcer is going to give our contact information. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. I care for you. I pray for my radio audience and my UCM partners, how dear they have become to me. Some are so faithful for decades now, and you will receive your reward when you stand before the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for your prayer support. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say amen. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.